Dog eat dog. Out there, beyond the abyss of night, beyond the lightlessness that lies behind my own eye, worse, my inner eye, a dog is howling. I know the black orb of its stare, a globe of satin, you might say of it, but only if some stray ray, lost in a forlorn expanse of rubble and scrubland shade, could catch it first. Otherwise there's nothing beyond the taint of nothing. Or what is arid and shattered and forfeited in essence of dog. I feel the reflex of its throat, a taut fortuitous clench of matter, pursuing the unenlightened purpose of the flesh, bellowing hour after hour because it cannot know better. An autocracy of connected nerves blazing beneath the skin, like fireworks to an ancient purpose, spinning out the generations, spanning the centuries with rank immediacies. There is no greyness in the life of a beast, no room for mitigation. It's not the bite that scares me most, nor yet uncritical love, doting without thought, a hopeless animal loyalty which I can't reciprocate. And yes, that alone, inane, must give me shame. But rather, the perfection of the bullet form of a beast, a muzzle on pistons, on flanks geared to indomitable lungs, where great incisors spark to the heart's dynamo track, meshing with the darkness in me, that void for which I fear to crave, some canker within the lonely, loveless, secret self of all men. One that sucks its salt from blood, not prim civility, not decorous failure, not lame equivocation, nor a meaty compromise. Not anything that keeps us sugar sweet and acquiescent, and down there, fawning up. My ancestry is an iron clamour, transfiguration of power from brute, mute bulk, lately inanimate or merely dead, cracked bone and marrow and sinew for a gouging mouth, but now all meshed, a frenzy of livid wire, a spark that burns through an age into the scarred hide of this old world and surmounts nothing. One day, when you and I are gone, when conscience has succumbed, when oceans boil and the sea gives up its dead, a dog will bark beneath the furnace of the sun. A duet of fools they'll be, one on high, one far.